Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
We're talking to Rob Parker from Fox Sports Radio. He's been a Patriot hater. I'll give him credit. Earlier than anybody else.
Tom Brady is fine. What is he? He's going to be 5-4, right?
Tom, your sixth championship. You now have the most rings of any individual in the history of the National Football League.
How can somebody 5-4 be the greatest of all time?
This now makes six of these trophies that the Patriots have.
It's not about going. It's about winning.
How would you describe this victory and this championship?
It's unreal.
Tom Brady throws three interceptions, Patriots lose, and that'll be the end of the conversation. I'll come back on the show, and we'll, for once, put this GOAT to rest.
Hey, John, you got six.
He's not the GOAT.
So he did promise he would come back on our show after we he joined us for an hour down there at the Super Bowl. So today he'll come on in a couple minutes here, and we'll talk to him. He also now has come out and declared that the league needs to force Robert Kraft to sell the New England Patriots.
The embarrassment that Patriots owner Robert Kraft has brought to the National League, in my mind, is enough that the league should make him sell it. Sell the team. And I'm talking about it from a standpoint of, you have this image about the league, about what you stand for. You know, we saw, Richardson with Carolina was involved in sexual assault, right, and stuff. But,
at his workplace,
Jerry Richardson
within the organization,
and he wound up selling
getting
the
women
on, right,
massages, feet, and all that,
and stuff like that.
That,
right? But in this case, what an embarrassment for everybody. I mean, you could act like this is just about Robert Kraft, and it's no big thing. Oh, he's 77. Let him do what he wants. Blah blah blah. No, you represent the National Football League all the time. That's what they tell the players. That's what they tell the GMs. That's what they tell the coaches.
I will get to him in a couple of minutes. I will say this.
I'm going
to
play along.
If
I am going to play along. I'm going to play nice, too.
If we're going to set this as the precedent, if we end up with a misdemeanor of two counts of soliciting prostitution, or the thing is thrown out, if that's going to be the precedent on forcing owners in the National Football League to sell off their teams, then watch out. Watch out down below. Because I'm telling you, it's going to get nasty. There are going to be a lot of new owners
in
the National Football League.
He's kind of got a little
years.
Bit of Bomani Jones in him.
What do you mean?
Overdoing it. Dramatizing it.
Well, he does a lot of that.
Making it worse. Yeah.
He always does.
Bomani Jones is
I like this with you and Bomani Jones yesterday.
Oh, I stopped watching. Was there anything else? I stopped paying attention.
Well, you took it all out of context.
He thought we did. Right. He thought we took it out of context.
Oh, we listened to what? The first 2 minutes leading up to the comment we played? And we're like, pretty much in the same context.
He's the worst type of human being. He's the worst type of guy because he'll take stories like this and he'll sensationalize them. He'll actually change them. Talk about taking things out of context. He'll add things to them that don't even belong. And since he's got some minions that somehow support him, and I don't know why.
Problem solved. Thanks for the call.
I do not know why, but for some reason they support him.
You know,
and they're just
and
as
I know
as uninformed as he is.
Well, it's a trick. If you
and when you call him out, he hides. He runs. He's a big fat coward. We've asked him so many times to come on, and we're not going to get mad at him. We're not going to yell and scream. Let's just talk about it. Explain to me your premise. Explain to me why you think that makes sense. I just humor me. Act like I'm a 2-year-old. Explain it to me. He can't and won't do it.
Well, it sounded more like Bomani. And I don't know. We'll find out where Rob is, right?
Bomani was completely
different.
I'm saying,
but Bomani was convinced himself that Robert Kraft was highly involved in sex trafficking.
He was the ringleader.
It wasn't solicitation of prostitution. It was, he was, I don't know, maybe thinks he was financing.
Well, again,
maybe thought he was flying out to China, bringing these women in on his plane. Right. I don't know.
Well, he does have a plane. He's got a couple of them. So you know what happens, though. You just move the goalposts to work for your argument. That's what you do. All right, here he is, our buddy, because we became really tight friends during the Super Bowl from Fox Sports, and of course the Odd Couple. He does the show with Chris Broussard, who's the better half of the.
He's also a professor. He's a teacher.
That's right. He's a teacher as well. Can you imagine that school?
Oh, I want to take your class.
Here's our buddy Rob Parker. It's good to talk to you again, Rob.
Yo, what's happening? How you guys doing?
Oh, man. Hold on. Hold on. We're watching the Super Bowl over here again. Just one more time. There it is.
The dynasty.
continues.
Oh, wait a minute.
We're just watching it again. How'd you enjoy the Super Bowl? Because we saw you that Friday before. How did you enjoy it?
Very nice. Good Super Bowl. Oh, yeah. It was awful. You know it was awful.
No, we didn't like it either. We liked the outcome.
We played sound earlier, Rob. We felt like you kind of gave yourself an out. You know, I got to see how Brady wins his sixth, you know. And we all admit he didn't play great. So, but still, he's 6-3. He's not that 5-4, 6-3. You're probably ready to call him the GOAT by now, right?
No, I'm not there yet, but I will give him the 6 wins. You can't – I never poo-poo winning. When you win, you win. I'm going to give you that, but – he looked like a 41-year-old quarterback who wasn't very good.
You're
beautiful.
He didn't
throw for a touchdown. He had an interception. He had a fumble. They couldn't even try to give him the MVP because he was awful for 3 quarters. And even on that last drive, they give the MVP to a wide receiver who didn't even get a touchdown in the game. So it spoke volumes that Brady didn't live up to. Now, had he won the MVP and had this monster game, I think even I would have to concede, but you know what? I'm going to hold on to
lucky
it.
For you that didn't happen, right?
You know, but here's what happened for Rob. On Friday, Christmas came early.
Yeah.
Christmas came early. They just dropped a nice little bucket of material for you, and you're just bathing in it right now, aren't you?
Well, you know me. It's called reporting and analyst work. I do what I have to do.
Hey Rob, have you ever been in a massage parlor before?
I've been to a massage parlor, but I've never been in any illegal activity.
Okay,
no way, no how. No. I haven't done it.
All right, so let me ask, because we played the sound earlier. You feel like if he's guilty of this, that Robert Kraft should sell the team. Now, are you talking about guilty of soliciting prostitution, or are you talking about guilty of human sex trafficking?
Well, the whole thing. I mean, obviously, there's one more serious than the other. But the prostitution, what an embarrassment for the NFL and for Robert Kraft. It tells you about his judgment. I'm not surprised, though, that a camera was involved with somebody in the Patriots videotape.
Not a bad line.
Yeah, how many times did you rehearse that one?
I worked on that one. Come on, man.
Yeah, we'll give you that one.
I'm working for your entertainment dollar. Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah.
It's a bad scene. And you know what? The NFL was always about protecting the shield. And, you know, we saw Donald Sterling forced out of his team for basically
being a racist.
Not the same thing. Don't compare them.
Come on, Rob. You're better than that. You can't compare it to a guy who was a racist for 30 years and should have been thrown out by David Stern years before that. You can't compare that to a guy who, a 77-year-old guy, single guy, who's going into one of these places and is getting a happy ending. Come on.
Only thing I'm saying about that is, it's not against the law to be racist. And you know what? I understand why the league acted, because players threatened them that they wouldn't play the playoffs, and that's why that happened. But I'm just saying, if a guy can lose his team where he didn't even break a law, I mean, you could say, oh, he shouldn't be racist, he shouldn't say these things, but he did not break a law, and the NBA came down hard on him. All I'm saying is, this is a bad look. And if you go by the NFL and this whole we protect the shield, you don't have to be found guilty in a court of law, that they'll do what they want to do. If you remember with Pac-Man Jones, they were fining him and stuff for going to a strip club, which is a legal establishment. It's not breaking the law. All I'm saying is, if you're going to stick with that, then you should look at Robert
Kraft. Hold on. You mentioned Pac-Man Jones. He did not get in trouble for going to a strip club. Guys go to the strip. What happened at the strip club?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's still a legitimate business. He went in and
I know, but what happened?
He was making it rain. I don't remember him being arrested or anything.
Terrible example.
Rob, what does that mean, making it rain? Can you explain it? We don't know that stuff here in Boston.
Throwing some dollar bills, trying to help these girls through college. That's not what Kraft was doing.
Rob, I'm curious at the leap of, you know, selling the team. Irsay got 6 games, right? 500,000. You know, he was DUI. He had 30,000 in cash. He had oxy all over the place. A week later, his girlfriend passed out dead in an apartment he owned. Like, what's the difference between 6 games, 500, and selling the football team? Which was, you think Kraft was worse than what Irsay got into? That's not an embarrassment to the league?
I think that, and I'm not making an excuse for Irsay. Maybe it could have been definitely harsher. But I'm talking about where we are in this country nowadays with this stuff. And now obviously, and I think you would agree, if there was some other implication deeper than that, where maybe he was involved, then obviously we're talking about a different ball game.
Involved? Wait a minute. Hold on. Involved in what? The human trafficking?
Yeah.
We agree
with that.
Yes.
If there's something,
but there's no evidence that he was involved in any of that, right?
No, not that I've heard of. Okay. So I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying what an embarrassment it is. And I know most guys who stand up for him probably have stopped by those places themselves, because you hear a lot of that. All I'm saying is, for an owner of such a franchise and people who look up to him and the kids, it's an embarrassment. It's not a personal embarrassment, because you represent New England. You represent the people that you employ. You represent a lot of other people. It's not just a personal thing when you're a public figure in that situation.
Okay, Rob, we agree with you. We've all said the same thing. Virtually the same thing you've said. This is embarrassing to Robert Kraft. Certainly, yeah. It puts an image on the team, and if you want to extend it to the NFL, you're saying that they should take the franchise away from him. Now, should he be suspended?
No.
Should he be fined? Absolutely. But you're saying they should take the franchise away.
Not take it away, force him to sell it. That's a different way.
That's taking it away.
All right, hold on.
Jeez, it's America.
Rob, see, this is the problem with you, okay? I love you.
China?
But you're out of your mind sometimes. You mentioned,
like right now he's out of his
mind. Yeah, you mentioned Pac-Man Jones. What do you get, Joe? I'm making it rain. No. Here's what happened, and I know, maybe let me refresh your memory. Okay, he pleaded no contest to conspiracy to commit disorderly contact and received 1 year probation for his role. He was ordered to pay one of the bouncers and his wife $11 million in damages, right? Because there was a fight that broke out because he was making it rain, and two guys got shot. And the conspiracy was that he ordered the hit.
That's a little bit different.
So, I mean, I get that. Here, the punishment is going to be somewhere between, I would say...
Ursa.
Yeah, I would say in the Ursa. I think it's six games right off the bat. Yeah. For the minimum damage, which if you read the player conduct policy, that's what he's... At least six for the embarrassment. I totally agree with you. There's not going to be any draft picks taken away. He's not going to lose his team. They're not going to force him to trade Brady, or force, Belichick to retire, or they're not going to force him out of the ownership responsibilities.
You're probably right, but I think the NFL should look at it and just think about what's going on here, where we are in this country, especially when it comes to the whole... Just, I think the mood has changed when it comes to women and what's going on. We saw the Me Too movement, bring down a lot of people, and I just see this is different. All I'm saying from this standpoint was it wasn't a one-time situation where maybe they caught him one time at a weak moment. This is apparently he had done it at least twice, at least once they had the investigation going. I don't know, maybe he did it more. I just feel like this is really a bad thing.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, and I think they're gonna all that's going to be part of it. What about past transgressions for the team as a whole, whether you believe it or
not?
You didn't even get a laugh out of that, aren't you?
Wow.
Not even a bump bump.
I don't understand your overreaction to this. Make him, force him to sell the team. I know socialism is coming to the country. I didn't think it was coming this quickly. But you think that this discretion by him is that bad, that he should be forced to sell the team? That makes zero sense. And I'll tell you what, there isn't an owner in the National Football League that will go along with that, because, Rob, you know and I know, all right, that there are other guys that probably have done stuff that's very, very similar that would be extremely embarrassing, right?
I don't disagree with you.
How about Jerry Jones with the pictures with the women that we saw a couple of years ago? You remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that, but that's not an illegal act as what Robert Kraft did. That what he did was illegal. Jerry Jones, bad judgment. I totally agree with you, but he didn't break the law. My only reason that I went to this part is because whether you liked it or not, and I'm telling you, it was the players who had the power to make the NFL force Donald Sterling to sell, but he didn't break a law. That's the thing that's so shocking when you talk about it. This guy was forced. Whether we agree or disagree, or we think what he said was horrible, which I thought it was horrible, he was forced to sell. It's an incredible thing when you go back and think about what happened.
Well, yeah, but that, hold on. That was a first of all, it was he was a racist, and they had evidence that girlfriend he had obviously was taping him against his wishes and turned it over. But what happened in the end is Belmer paid a fortune for that thing. So he got a lot of money out of it. So what the league did, what the league did is they said, we're going to make your life uncomfortable if you're still an owner. They didn't go there and go to court and say, we're stripping you and we're taking away your franchise and we're giving it to the government, giving it to the league. No, they basically made it uncomfortable for him. He was up there in age, and they forced him to kind of give it to somebody else, and he made lots of money on it. What you want to do is you want to take away the franchise from the guy because of this. Now, you said it's not against the law what Jerry Jones did. Suppose Kraft, who has pleaded not guilty today, beats it in court, and therefore what he did was not illegal.
He's going to beat videotape evidence?
He might beat it.
Maybe.
So if he beats it, then you tell me, what does the league do at that point?
Well, what you have to let it play out. I'm not saying you're stripping.
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking you. We let the Super Bowl play out. We told you what was going to happen. You didn't believe us. We were right.
No, well, because I've also saw the other losses that he had.
You're always moving the goal. I'm asking you this, so we have it on tape. If Bob Kraft beats this and it turns out he's found not guilty, okay, then you tell me, what does the league do in that instance? Because it'll be no different than Jerry Jones.
Because they can still fine him and suspend him, because when they gave the commissioner the power, it doesn't matter.
I didn't say that. I agree. I agree. He's embarrassing the league. Embarrassing the Shield, they can suspend him. But you want to take away his freaking franchise. So do you that? And you said it's because of an illegal act. If it turns out that it's not an illegal act, that he wins, not guilty, can you take away the franchise?
No. If he wins the case, obviously not. I'm saying, but if he goes to court, I know he doesn't want a jury trial, and the judge says that he's guilty, then the league should look into all the stuff and find out about, maybe there's other stuff in their investigation that they find out and they say to themselves, you're not using the best judgment, and you've embarrassed the league, and there's some other things that we don't like that's gone on, and maybe it's in your best interest to sell a franchise. That's all.
You know, just real quick, last thing, like you say, broke a law. We were talking the other day, was it Haslam, Ziggy Wolf, right? Another one, both these guys.
Yes.
I mean, talk about fraud, right? They got sued for, what, $92 million. After that case was basically resolved, the NFL gave Ziggy the Super Bowl like a few years later. There was no punishment at all. They actually did break a law. They were felonies. Nothing.
Well, if that's bad, then that means that the commissioner's just working for the owners and he's not going to do anything because he holds the players to a different standard. And if that's the way it plays out, then that's the way it plays out. All I know is in the NBA, the players had power, and they forced the commissioner's hand to do something.
You can catch Rob Parker on the Fox Sports Radio Odd Couple with Chris Broussard. We'd love to tell you what his Twitter account is, but he has us blocked, so we can't really.
He still has us blocked.
You got us blocked.
What are you talking about?
You got us blocked, man. Forget about it.
FS1.
Oh, screw you. Screw you. Chris underscore Broussard. Check him out on Twitter. Yeah. He knows more than Parker.
Yeah, if you want to get to Rob, go through Chris.
Exactly.
Hey, when am I coming to Boston for a big meal?
We're going to do it. I want to find
a butterfly steak.
I want to find out where you found that steak. I want to find that restaurant for you, okay? And we'll take you out on the town, I promise.
But they'll do it because you guys are with me.
We'll have you walk in first.
You walk in first. All right, we'll follow you about a half an hour later. All right, Rob, always good talking to you. See you, bud.
Take it easy.
See you later. That is Rob Parker.